to our next section. This will be the motion for appealing a chair ruling. So just a reminder that as in accordance with tradition two, once a study group motion is made and seconded, the final word on this motion belongs to delegates, not the authors. How will this work is that the presenter of the motion will have up to 5 minutes. I will then request a second. If we receive a second, then we'll go to 20 minutes of discussion, and then we will go to a vote. Okay, so with that being said, I believe, William, you will be presenting, and if we can put 5 minutes on the clock.
Thank you, everyone. My name is William. I'm a grateful fellow traveler and your member services chair, and presenting this motion. The ABC committee is presenting this motion in an attempt to simplify the delegates' appeal process in a clear and concise way. As several prior business meetings, it became clear that a more consistent process was needed. The ABC committee's working team approach.
I'm sorry, not Marcus. Can you make it bigger, William?
Can I make it bigger?
Yeah, it's a little hard to see. Sorry, can we pause it? The time?
Pause is operating.
Oh. Can we make that bigger?
Like go full screen with the view.
Should I go on?
Yeah. You know what? Okay, there we go. Now we can see. Okay, let's, yes, go ahead and go on.
Okay, the ABC committee's working team's approach was to use a model of an existing process and make it clear that the new language is to be applied in all appeals and challenges of the rulings of the chair or the parliamentarian. Next slide. Here is the complete content of the product created by the team. Please read it at your leisure. Slide three. Here is just the motion, enlarged to be easier to read. The wording is to make it very clear that the new language applies to all appeals or challenges of the rulings of our chair or parliamentarian, and to state that Robert's rules does not apply. As this process is now found in several places in the OPPM, this also instructs that one location be chosen to place the language so that it will be simple to locate. It is not necessary to specify the location, as the OPPM team has expertise to properly determine where this should reside. Slide number four. Here is just the proposed new text for the OPPM again. It is to be enlarged to be easier to read. This will be a simple process to follow during any Zoom or physical meeting and will require no special electronics or additional software other than what Zoom already provides, or what is likely to be provided by any future online meeting platform that may be used. Last slide, please. This would not increase costs or impose extra time to implement during a meeting. If passed, it will be added to the list of items requiring OPPM update. Thank you.
Perfect. All right. And you have, okay. So can we go back up to the motion? And perfect. Do we have a second on the motion? Region 5, Josh, has seconded the motion. We will now go into 20 minutes of discussion. And just a reminder, delegates will have 60 seconds. If there's any reason that English isn't your first language or speech impediment, let us know before you start, and we will give you an additional 30 seconds. Please don't repeat points, and I may call on people out of order depending on different factors. All right, let's go ahead and put 20 minutes on the clock. And if you would like to speak, please raise your hand.
Could I clarify something? This is Gretchen.
Mm-hmm.
You said I thought I heard 50 seconds and additional would be 30. What is the time that you would like?
Oh, it's 60 seconds. And then I will let you know if there's an additional 30 seconds.
Thank you.
Okay, and then this section will be 20 minutes. All right, we will go to first person, OK0058, Brad H.
Thank you. The bylaws for ACAWSO already say that disagreements will be resolved at the ABC by using Robert's Rules of Order. The bylaws also say that the ultimate authority for resolving disputes is a group conscience by those present. So I don't understand the reason for this particular procedure change.
Okay, thank you. And Region 5, Josh?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. I think, you know, we just went through a lot of detail. I think there's a basic point that's really important for delegates to understand here, which is right now, procedurally, there isn't a way for delegates to sort of challenge or appeal a chair ruling directly. And so this would establish a procedure by which the thing Brad is talking about in principle could be applied in practice through a defined process, which would then live in the OPPM. So I think this is a really critical thing because it allows the group conscience of the delegates present to say, wait a second, we actually object to that ruling and we'd like to go a different direction. So I just think it's important to lay out that context. Thank you.
Thank you. And TEL0341, Kelly.
Yeah, so this sort of brings me to, it was actually a proposal that my group submitted last year, which was that there be provided the actual Roberts rules that are being used. I think it's very confusing when a parliamentarian or the ABC committee says we're following Robert's rules, and it's not clear what version, what parts, because then there's been situations where they said, well, OPPM rules, the parliamentarian rules, so it's like this mixed bag. Is there some place that Robert's rules can actually be provided?
This is specifically related to this motion,
right? But how can you necessarily appeal something if you're not even sure what rules are being followed?
Okay, all right. Anyone else that would like to speak on this topic? WEB0506, Amica.
Hi. Yeah, I'm trying to get up to speed on everything. As maybe some other people, it sounded like the same thing. There's this, can anyone speak to the notice here, modified Roberts Rules of Order, that's in the March 20th, 2020. Here are the Roberts Rules of Order, which have been modified and approved by the board. They will be used for the 2020 annual business conference, and it's got all that in there. Is that factor into this? And I'll leave it at that. I hope I didn't just confuse things. Thank you.
So it sounds like this is a question. Does William, do you want to answer that, or does anyone else from the ABC committee want to answer that?
I can try. I think that the point in this
I can't hear you.
I'm sorry.
Okay, now we can hear you.
I think that the point that's being made by this motion is that we're setting Robert's rules aside to simplify the motion. I think, does that answer your question, Amica?
Okay, and then so that's the answer. Does anyone else from the ABC committee have any input on that question? If not, we will move on.
I'd like to, but I can't raise my hand. I'm sharing my screen.
I see. Okay, go ahead.
Yes. As William said, and directly in response to the question about, well, what Robert's rules applies, that has been a confusing issue in the past. And this is an attempt to say, here is the rule. You don't need to ask anymore because here it is. And we will put it in the OPPM where it's available, and we will make sure that it's in one location as opposed to the current mixture of processes, which are in at least two locations and unfortunately don't even cover all circumstances. The whole point of this is to simplify, unify, and make it easily located. Pass.
Right. And anyone that hasn't spoken, would you like to speak? Okay. And so just so everyone's aware, it's each delegate is allowed to speak one time on this topic. And both Brad and Kelly, you guys have already spoken. So I'll just give another couple of seconds to see if anyone else that hasn't spoken would like to raise their hand, and then we will go on to the vote. Okay. TEN0102, Melissa.
Thank you. This is a question. Do I understand that bottom line, this new motion is removing the use of Robert's Rules of Order? Thank you.
Okay. Is there someone from the ABC committee that would like to answer that question?
Willing, but I can't raise my hand.
All right. Go ahead, Kaz.
It is correct that it removes Roberts, but only with regard to challenges of chair rulings or parliamentarian rulings. Nothing else. Pass.
Okay. Anyone else that hasn't spoken that would like to raise your hand? Okay, we will then go on and go to the vote. Election Buddy poll will be done, and the answer choices that are available is A, I am in favor of this motion as presented, and I want it sent to worldwide online voting. B, I am in favor of this motion, but would like minor changes. C, I am in favor of deferring action to a future meeting. D, I am not in favor of this motion, and E, I abstain from voting. And so again, this is the only question is, should this motion, this is answering, should this motion go to worldwide online voting for a final vote? And then Brad, can you bring up Election Buddy?
Yes, do you want me to display the choices or just start the vote?
Oh, can you display the choices?
Absolutely. Would you like me to go ahead and start the vote now, Carmen?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, give me just a second here.
Do you need any time on the clock?
Let's do 2 minutes.
And can we pause the clock first? Okay, and it's started.
All right, thank you.
I mean, I'd like to ask for another 30 seconds. The Election Buddy had to ask for a pause after I launched it and didn't launch right away. Is that okay?
Sure. Let's do just another minute. That way we make sure we have.
Okay, thanks.
One second, I'm so sorry. Let me close it. Okay. It appears to not be working at this moment. One second. Reset. It's going backwards.
Okay, we'll just put 30 seconds. When it hits 30 seconds, we'll stop.
Okay. Good 30 seconds is counting down.
That's okay. It's okay, Gretchen. Technology.
That's
okay, now we're good. Vote. And I'm going to show the results in just a second here. Okay. And, oops, that's a little too big. Okay, and the top one was, I'm in favor of this motion as presented and won't want it sent to worldwide online voting with 36 votes. That was 67.92% of the 53 votes that were tallied with 3 abstentions.
All right, so that passes. And we are making really excellent time. We will go ahead and go to break. It'll be a 15-minute break. I think, why don't we do 10 minutes? Rich is going to do music. And then Adelina, for the last like 2 to 5 minutes, can you do a little fun activity? All right, sounds good. Rich, DJ Rich, we'll turn it over to you.